Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Guys, thanks for taking the time. Is this kind of an example of the dialogue that goes on in the offseason between GMs setting up practice sessions like this?
Absolutely. We were kicking it around one day, and I think it's a natural fit. And like Kevin said, there is a little tradition to this. Before I was with the Steelers, they used to scrimmage the Buffalo Bills in Edinburgh. We thought, let's rekindle that.
It was something that was talked about even previous to this season. Last year, we couldn't match up the preseason game. Both organizations were helpful in getting that done. So when you have the game, the practices are a good lead-in. And I think you're going to see more of this around the league. With our limited practice time, we want to get as much quality work as we can.
Doug wore a lot of hats, under you and the other Steelers personnel execs. Was diversifying the background of people that are younger in personnel the aim, or did he just kind of fall into a lot of different roles here with the Steelers?
Yeah, Doug actually preceded me here, and he was here for 2 years, I believe, before I came in. So they actually accepted me, and we added ideas together. I took what they had. I tried to add some things, and we worked together for a good, what was it?
10, 11 years?
I think it was 13.
dog years.
Yeah, right. No, it was a nice collective effort, and we had some success. We had a lot of fun, and a lot of good work come in, and you get guys like Doug and Kelvin moving on and progressing. It's awesome to see.
I have to say, before you ask the next question, he had a vision for me. I didn't see it at first, and I just walked in every day and whatever we collaborated and thought was best, and with nothing in mind in the future but winning, and it served me well.
Your first couple of years, is the general rule to just listen more, talk less, keep your head down, and just do what you're told? I mean, is that kind of how it works generally?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. I was always brought in this business to work as hard as you can and just do what your job and stay in your lane to help the team win. And that's one of the things that I did under Kevin. But again, with his insight and vision for me, he widened my lane more than I even knew myself.
And I don't think that's restricted just to the early years. I think we have to do that in all of our years. And every year is a different and new challenge. And we're just excited to get another one underway.
You spent about 10 years under Ron Hughes in Detroit before you got the opportunity here. And Doug was pretty much 10 years under you before he got a GM opportunity. I mean, is that the barometer of time? You got to spend a decade in personnel before you get a kick at the cat there?
It depends. It really does. Ron Hughes was my mentor. Art Rooney Jr., who was the Steelers personnel director in the 70s when they had their dynasties, was a mentor to all of us. Because Ron had worked for him. Of course, we worked for Ron. Doug worked with me. So there's just a lineage of, that came through this organization, and we were all fortunate enough to be part of it. But it can be 1 year, 2 years, 10, however many. I don't think you ever stop learning.
And then when you look at the fact that both of you guys were kind of brought through the same form of evaluation of talent and building teams, would you say that your philosophies run pretty parallel?
I'd say so, yes. I mean, a majority of the things, how we set up our scouting department, comes from the things I've learned from him, which he learned from Ron Hughes, like he said, and a perfect example of bringing Calvin on, because he knew what I was looking for out of our college setting system.
Kevin, Doug wants to kind of stabilize the Bills organization somewhat in the mold that the Steelers have enjoyed. Limited number of coaches over a long period of time, not as much change at the top. What kind of challenge is that, though, to capture maybe what the Steelers have enjoyed for so long?
Well, I think and Doug knows that the standard is winning a Super Bowl, and nothing else matters. If you don't win a Super Bowl, whether you're in it or whether you're 0-16, it doesn't matter. If you don't win it, it doesn't matter. And that's the thing that we really try to harp on, is that's the standard. We have to get to that standard. Whatever we have to do, you can never let go of that. And it's a constant challenge, a constant battle, but it's one that the standards that we live by, that this organization has lived by, and we just try to foster that every day, and hopefully we can have good results.
And then Doug, I mean, Kevin's trying to kind of get this roster back to a championship level. A lot of his veteran players that helped him win two Super Bowls are kind of at the end of their careers or out the door already. I mean, it's a different kind of challenge that he kind of faces, right?
He does. I mean, it's a hard challenge to get to the top, but I think it's a harder challenge to stay at the top, because you have some success and you got to stave off that complacency. So that's a new and I would say harder challenge, like I said.